Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
We weren't done. We were singing and we were dragging it out.
Dragging it out.
Samantha.
It's a singing kind of day.
Oh, look at that.
Because it was nice outside. And guess what I got to do today?
What'd you get to do?
I got to put a bra and panties on again today.
Nice.
Had a dentist appointment.
Right. You know what? I remember those days. Nothing better than, right? I remember, and you used to think, I remember I would like, I'd like scheme ways to get to the, Shoppers. Right? I'd put my bra and panties on, or I'd be like, the dog, can I just go for a car ride? Right? Sometimes just going for a car ride's nice too, but you still need to have your bra and panties on.
Yes, you still need to have the essentials.
Once you are walking out of the home, out of the dwelling, panties and bra must be on.
Yes.
That's what separates us from monsters.
That's our motto. We don't teach you anything. However, we're going to give you a life lesson. That's what we're sharing, people.
That's right.
That's what Lisa and I are all about.
Life
lessons. Our personal experiences have taught us that you should always leave your home with a bra and a panty on.
Yeah. Always be bra and pantied up. Right? Bras and panties. Check. Okay, I can go. You're at home? Whatever. That's your business. That's your privacy.
Exactly. You don't want to be a monster.
No, right? That's what separates us.
from you, and a monster.
Me and a monster is, oh, look at that. The girls just seem a little bit higher than what they would if she was at home. Right? And nothing's rubbing where it shouldn't be rubbing.
Exactly.
Right? I gotcha. Friends of the podcast, I sound a little stuffy. I do not have a cold, for the record. I think I have nighttime allergies.
Oh, you have something.
I think, well, you just heard me sneeze 800 times. It's a McIntyre trait that I'm quite proud of. Right? Me and my dad, right? We don't just sneeze once. We sneeze 100 times in a row.
Yeah.
Right? We like to drag it on.
It's kind of funny.
You're a good sport, but it's not really, people love that.
It's not attractive.
No, not all people love that about me. And by all people, I mean my husband. Well, what's a girl supposed to do? What do you want me to do? I can't help it.
Oh my God. Let's not start, because he has an issue with you coughing.
Yeah. That's when I think the ghost of my deceased mom intercepts his body somehow. And it's like, wow. Because my mom used to get so offended and so mad at a cough. And it's like, really? Because you think I'm happy about this too? Like, come on, people.
Oh, exactly.
I never got that.
Exactly.
I never got that.
Oh my God.
So Samantha, tell me how your work, how's your foot?
My foot's fine.
Well, whatever part of your foot.
I'm putting in the work to get my ankle up and running. However, I feel I overwhelmed my physiotherapist last Friday.
Why? Were you being an overachiever?
I was insistent.
Okay.
I have an issue with my ankle. I have an issue with my knee. I have an issue with my finger.
Uh-huh. And what did they say?
And she's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, because the knee went with the ankle and the finger. So they get treated together.
And here's your exercises.
I have finger exercises. That's fun. I have knee things I have to do. And I have ankle things I have to do.
Wow.
Plus, I'm allowed to walk 20% on my ankle.
Good. And how's that feeling?
It's feeling way easier to walk with crutches when you can actually use your left foot as a little bit of leverage.
There you go. Right. And how's that knee scooter working out for you?
I haven't really used it. To be honest, it's easier to move with the crutches, like what I'm doing.
Are you scared of it?
No, I'm not scared of it.
I'd be taking it down the street.
I'm not going far places that I need a knee scooter.
You could just go down the block.
Well, I might try a little bit of a walk.
Right.
I might.
Like, you don't have to go fast or anything.
I know, Lisa.
But that's good. Well, I'm glad you're doing. You got to put the work in, right?
Oh my God, stop talking.
Right? That's the thing. Okay, but listen, I got a problem too this week.
Oh, yes, you do.
Right? Oh. Samantha.
I'm laughing only because, no, I'm laughing. I'm not even gonna apologize.
I know. You know what? My urethra Franklin has an infection. If I could have recorded how many times the walk-in clinic doctor used the word urethra, and I'm like, hey, just stop it, right? That makes me sound like I was like a hooker in the back alley and didn't clean myself. Urethra. Can't just say it's a UT. Can't just say it's just a bladder infection. No, your urethra.
Yes, I know. But you know what? As all things, in all things, Lisa, you have to be an overachiever.
Yes.
And you can't just have a normal, simple UTI, as they like to call them.
It's hangry. It's hangry. It's a hangry urethra Franklin.
I apologize, people, because this is extremely personal information. But first of all, I was horrified when you told me what was going on. And then I thought, of course, you're getting it 2 days before you have to travel.
Yeah. But you know, it's even worse. The poor lady I work with at work is I'm like trying to nicely ask questions about your pee.
And you the agent, did not traumatize the people you work with.
I'm sure I have. I'm sure I have. God. Right. They're wonderful, wonderful people. Who I'm sure just go home going, what have I done? Why do I volunteer for this? Why do I do this? Like she asks too many questions and she never shuts up. And now she's talking about pee.
No, she's talking about her urethra.
Her urethra, right? I tell you, HHG, go to the doctor.
Exactly. But if you told me about it, I would have told you to go to the doctor.
But you know how you always just want to wait it out and see if it's really going to pan out?
No, that is like the worst idea you've ever had.
That's always my idea, though.
Well, good thing you didn't, because what did he say, Lisa?
It would have been hangry.
It was not good.
Pee should look a little bit like pee. I'm like, all right.
Oh my God.
All right. That's fine. So yeah, so my urethra Franklin is sore. And now I have sore pee.
Yeah, sore pee. Now you're there.
Now I'm there. So quickly to sore pee.
And to go on to a plane tomorrow, that'll be fun.
I know, right?
How long can you hold your pee?
You know, here's the thing with the COVID, right? So number one, right? You don't really want to be flying anywhere.
Nope.
Number two, you know, you definitely don't want to have to use the bathroom on the plane.
Nope.
So I have no plan. I have no plan on how to get around any of that because I'm flying somewhere. And
yes.
And today I was practicing really hard at work and I could get 2 hours.
Oh, geez.
But then it was like, I need to pee now. That pee, hey? And you know, that pee has a lot of potential for some negative side effects, right? And you don't want that in a public place on a plane.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, this is what I think you should do.
Okay, tell me.
You need to buy Depends before you get on the plane.
I am not. Yes, I am not.
Depends is your new best friend.
Nope, I will figure
that
it out.
That way you're sitting in your seat, but you got to pee, and it's okay to pee because you got the right thing on.
It's not okay to be able-bodied and just sit and pee. And then I'm sitting in my pee for 2 hours?
Yes.
What does that do to my urethra, Franklin? That doesn't make it any better.
I think it's worse to hold your pee.
I'm holding
and
it.
Then your Aretha Franklin's going to be really pissed off.
Yeah, well, whatever, right? She's going to have to deal. She's going to have to deal. Friends of the podcast, you will have to tune in to next week's episode to find out how that all plays out.
The saga of Lisa's Aretha Franklin.
And whether or not I peed my pants on the plane or not.
I feel like if you go to the washroom just before you board the plane, and then don't drink anything while you're on the plane,
right? Nothing.
You'll be so dehydrated by the time you land, but at least you won't have had to go to the bathroom on the plane.
I will still have clean panties on.
You should.
Right?
And then I would say, yeah, but then you're going to drink while you're in the car. And then where are you going pee?
I don't know because nothing's open in Ontario.
Yes.
Right? Then I'm probably just peeing on the side of the road, which I won't, right? So I'm not sure.
Oh my God, now you're holding your pee for another 6 hours.
This was not, you know what? I did not plan on, oh my God, on getting a Aretha Franklin.
You did not plan well. Mm-mm. Okay, so I think you need some baby wipes for the drive.
My ass isn't the problem. I don't need to wipe my bum.
No, but just in case you have to go pee on the side of the road, you got to wipe your Aretha Franklin.
Oh, that's going to sting, hey? Ow.
Baby wipes don't sting.
Right. And then the doctor, right, because I said I made the mistake of saying, okay, here you go, friends. I made the mistake of saying, how do you get these? And then he asked me what direction I wipe in. And then, you ready for this? I had to think about it. I'm like, the way you're taught?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, enough about my urethra.
Okay, that's so bad. Okay, that is, we have shared so much of your body.
We probably
parts
have
right
no
now.
They've probably tuned off. They've turned it off already.
Oh my God. All the men have just like, we're done.
Sorry, guys.
You too, you hit the threshold hit of the threshold. Crap we're willing to listen to.
Right? I don't want to hear about your urethras. Right? But the reason women get this is because our urethra is shorter than the men's urethra.
Yes.
Which makes sense, right? Because we don't have a pee-pee.
We don't have a pee-pee.
Right? So, yeah, way to go.
Okay.
Just saying. I'll keep you all posted. I'll let you know.
Did you know the new hot trend for summer is Crocs?
Did you know that I got an email about that in my mailbox, in my spam folder, of course? You know what it said? This is what it said. New summer Croc styles. Pick yours and be trendy. Okay.
No one
Dear
is trendy.
Crocs and be trendy. Who's saying and be trendy with the Crocs?
Somebody who's trying to sell plastic shoes.
But they look like a dress shoe, hey?
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, God, they did this? Like, remember jellies?
Yes, I remember.
And they
jellies
were horrible.
This is the jellies of our generation. This
it's
is
worse.
The jelly generation.
It's worse.
The Crocs. The Crocs will not die.
It's worse because the Crocs is unisex. At least the jellies, just little girls were wearing them. Right? The Crocs, men are wearing them. Everybody's loving a good Croc.
Like, I don't know why. There's no good reason.
No. Right? People put them on and then they go to their garden and they think, oh, it's my gardening shoe. No, your gardening shoe used to just be like your shoe. Right? Remember when you used to garden and you just put your shoes on? You didn't have gardening. We didn't have gardening clothes.
Do you remember when Crocs first came out? Everybody had to have them.
I never had to.
Oh my God. I didn't have any. Ugh.
No, you
I'm not wearing plastic. I'm not wearing plastic on my feet. Sorry.
But they were. And then remember we had a girl who worked with us and she had a pair and they had some fur on them. I'm like, it's not a slipper. That's a cousin of the slipper. Get it off.
It's a cousin of the slipper.
Right.
And they make your feet smell.
Cause it's horrible plastic shoes.
Oh, it smelled like donkey poo.
Oh, it's just bad. It's just
it was so bad.
It's
just all
bad. Nothing good about that. Okay. Here's something interesting about the Croc, though, is that they have the ones where you can, like, add heels to them and you can take heels off of them.
Why? Why?
Because you want to wear them in case they're dressy.
Oh, good God.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Okay, don't.
I know, right? Just don't. Just don't.
Don't.
No. It's a bad idea.
It is such a bad idea.
Yeah, right? Like, no to the Crocs.
Please.
Just say no. Don't do it. Somebody needs to stop the revolution. Right? Like it came, like, shouldn't it be gone by now?
No, I don't know. Like, are they that comfortable? Like, are they?
How can a hard plastic shoe be comfortable?
I get they're easy to put on. They're easy to take care of. All you really have to do is wet them down with water. Like, I get that part. But that doesn't mean it's a good shoe, and that doesn't mean it needs to go out in public.
Okay, so then my question is it really much different than a flip-flop?
Yes, a flip-flop can at least be attractive.
But can it really be? I know you're going to say yes because you're a flip-flop girl.
Oh, I love flip-flops. But a flip-flop at least is like minimal amounts of plastic.
Well, that's true.
This is a fully ensconced
It is.
Foot plasticky
with like a wraparound piece
smelly,
of plastic.
Yeah, like hi.
Yeah. Right? It's like a plastic mask for your foot.
Like if you're gonna do that, can you just wear a Birkenstock?
Yeah, better.
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 I would at least think, well,
oh, it's a shoe.
Yeah, you're wearing it because it's like sturdy and
right, good for comfortable, good for your back and your lower knees or something.
Yeah, you're in, you know, I don't know. Yeah, like I hear a Croc, there's nothing good about it.
No, there's not, right? We can't, I'm sorry. We cannot. We have to put our foot down. We cannot let Crocs keep happening.
No. Right? Okay, but I have something else I need to gripe about.
Okay.
I have to point this out.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. So from all that I've read, the Gen Zers took away the skinny jeans, right?
Yes.
We're done with you. We have said skinny jeans are out and you're going to wear a baggy jeans from the 90s. And we're going back there and we're going to do acid wash again and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Well, guess what, people? I was out on Sunday and I was people watching because I was sitting in the group like a dog. Ah, I'm out. Like,
oh, you went for a car ride.
Went for a car ride. Yeah. And I was in the grocery store parking lot.
That's the best car ride.
And I was looking around. Uh-huh. And every guy and gal was wearing skinny jeans.
Wow. Maybe there's no Gen Zers in Saskatoon. No,
these were young people.
Really?
These were the Gen Zers.
That are all.
And I'm like, you are not following your own trend.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they were at a socket.
Yeah, no, but I almost took a picture. I went, ha ha.
Wow, hey. Look at
that. So you lied. Guess what, Gen Zers? Stop canceling shit.
Yeah, especially when you're not going to use. Stop canceling stuff you're not following.
Because you know what? Nobody gives a shit.
And you know what? And now you're a hypocrite and now your word means nothing. Mm-hmm. Right? Why am I going to take advice from them? They don't even follow through.
And the jeans of the 90s are not really worth bringing back.
They weren't good. They weren't good in the 90s.
Pleats are still a bad idea. I don't care.
Even though we wore them, they weren't good then.
They weren't good then.
Right? Acid wash was not good then, even though we wore them. Right? We still knew better. We still knew this is not the best look right now. It's the look, but it's not the best one. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tell
just ya. Saying, people. I've been out and I have seen.
Samantha, you just sounded like you were like a preacher there.
Oh,
right. Which brings me to my next point.
Okay.
This might be controversial, friends.
Uh-oh.
I was watching a show on TV and it was like a church show, right? Because every now and then, you know, I'm interested.
Okay.
And the preacher, you ready for this? Uh-huh. He was using a tablet. There wasn't no Bible.
He was using the tablet. Was the Bible on the tablet?
No, I don't know. I didn't see what was on the tablet, but where's the Bible?
Well, he probably wrote a sermon, so that's probably on the tablet. So he's being very techie. Does it have to be? It needs to be a Bible. Okay.
Yes, there needs to be a Bible.
The physical presence of a Bible.
Absolutely. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that not the good book?
Yes, it is.
Well, it is that good book. Has that good book not been featured prominently in churches for a billion trillion years?
Yes.
And now, and through lots of other, right? Lots of other technological advancements, correct?
I believe so.
I do not understand why I saw no Bible on that show.
I don't know.
Right? Guess what? That does not make me want to keep watching your show because I'm like, you're not even with a Bible, dude. Right?
So if he had had a Bible in his hand, he would be more legit. Is that what you're saying?
He would be more legit, in my opinion. Yeah. Okay. Where's the Bible? Because I haven't heard, and I don't claim to be religious because I'm not, but I'm pretty sure that they all use the Bible.
Yes, Lisa.
Right?
But I'm pretty sure he was preaching, which means he wrote a sermon, which means he was probably reading that off his tablet.
Yeah, but where's
his Bible?
So a Bible
doesn't necessarily need to be present. He probably had whatever he was talking about. The Bible verse was probably within the sermon.
Not good enough.
Okay.
No, because now you're taking God out of the church.
No, you're not. You took his book away. It's just a pieces of paper in a book form.
You took his story away.
No, there's Lisa, now you're grasping at straws.
Samantha, there's no story there. I can't see what he's reading. If I tune in, how do I know?
Maybe you probably, you're reading the Bible that's in the pew.
If they're even there.
They probably are.
I don't know. Don't get me started. You know what? I have religious issues this week.
Apparently you do.
Right? So that was my first religious issue this week.
Uh-huh.
My second religious issue this week came from our favorite family, the Duggars.
Yes.
You know, that upstanding religious family.
Uh-huh.
That we love to talk about sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And good old Josh Duggar again.
Oh.
He's in some serious, serious hot water.
It's not good.
It's really... And then tonight and I read...
I think all his family are pretty much like... Tossing him to the curb.
Except for his wife, and who's pregnant with their seventh kid.
Oh dear.
And I think everybody has probably washed their hands of Josh because he's being charged with child porn.
Ugh.
Creepy stuff.
Yep.
And then today it came out and there was an article and it said that the police say that it's one of the top five, whatever was downloaded onto his computer was one of the top five worst things one cop has said he's ever seen. He can't even go home. If he's out on bail, he can't even go back home because he can't be around minors.
Yeah, because.
Ugh. And I'm not saying that that's a religious thing, but that's a family that preaches the good book.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, I read briefly and probably not enough, but the husband of Jill Duggar?
Yeah, Derek.
Derek. Yeah. He was saying something about there was lots of problems in the family and the parents, the Mr. and Mrs. Duggar were, I don't know, ignoring a few things.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of weird things in that Duggar household.
I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for the woman who's married to that guy, and I feel like that's not a good thing. Right? That's not good. That's not good.
It's not good. That's not good. Okay. That's not good. Enough about the serious shit. I had to get that off my chest. No.
Okay.
No. God on the TV and shame on you, Josh Duggar.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving along.
Here's my next thing, Samantha. This is what I think needs to happen in the world. I feel that the Slurpee makers, they need to make a more sizable cup for the females.
Small isn't small enough.
Small's too small.
Medium is too medium,
and large is way too large. They need a smid between a small and a medium. Right, because medium's too big.
Uh-huh.
Small's too small.
Okay.
Right.
So you need a smid.
I need a smid. I need a smid. Why can't they do that?
Probably thought a small is enough and a medium is okay. And whoever wants a large, there you go. And those who need more, there's an extra large.
But those who just want the perfect amount, like me, it doesn't exist.
Then you need to settle for a small.
But then, it leaves me wanting more.
Or overindulge and get a medium.
I can't finish it.
That's your problem.
Then I'm wasting. I want the one in between.
Well, you know what, Lisa? This is your opportunity to get creative and approach the Slurpee makers of the world.
Maybe, right? Maybe we need to pitch to the dragons or something.
Yes, and introduce the smid.
We need the smid, right?
You need a smid.
Every woman wants the smid.
Every woman wants a smid.
Every woman wants a smid cup. That's the best. Okay. The smid cup.
I think anyone who's like you would like a smid cup.
I would like a smid cup. I would like that. You know what else I thought was funny this week? Did you know, Samantha, that more than 40... This is so you right here to a T. More than 40% of people lie about an event's start time so their tardy friends aren't late.
And I would still be late.
I know. I'm hoping that now that you've had like this new, like this downtime, that maybe you're going to change a few of those habits. Right? Because dear God, if it makes you worse, oh, I don't think we're going to survive it.
Because you know what, Lisa? Huh? You have habits that drive people crazy too.
I admit them though. You don't admit yours.
I do admit them.
You don't, but mine
aren't. I just don't care if they drive you crazy.
Well, mine might drive you crazy, but yours are maddening.
No, they're not.
That's the difference. Yours are maddening.
No, they're not.
Samantha, they're maddening.
I don't care. So basically you're saying to me that when you tell me a time,
I used to do that all the time with you for breakfast, right? We'd be having breakfast. You'd be like, what time? And I would say, how about 9:30? Because then I would know that we'd get there for 10. Right?
Oh, that's true.
So true, right?
Okay.
You know what? I learned a valuable... This is a funny story. I learned a valuable lesson. Speaking of your Gen Zers, I decided this week that I was going to try the baggy pants.
You bought a pair of baggy pants?
No. That was my first mistake.
Okay.
So on Friday, we can wear jeans to work, right? Because it's casual Friday.
Oh, okay.
So I decided, because, you know, everybody, baggy pants. You turn on all your social media, everybody's like, they're talking about the baggy pants are everywhere, right? So I decided to wear a pair of what I would say were my baggy pants from when I was a little bit bigger. Well, didn't I learn that there's a big difference between baggy pants and too big a pants? Right? There's a big difference between, and I texted the HHG and I'm like, is there a difference between baggy pants and too big a pants? She's like, yep, you would never do too big a pants. Guess who did? I did. They're two completely different things.
I see.
I didn't know that. Did you know that? Did you know that there were two different things?
Of course I did, Lisa.
You did? I didn't know. I just thought they're going to be baggy and then that's going to be the trend. But I swear to God, I think I probably was more plumber than anything.
Uh-huh.
Right? I couldn't keep them on, right? I kept pulling them up and trying not to have to bend down. No, I didn't want to wear a belt.
Well, then that's also your problem.
I know, right? Like, do you have to wear a belt with the baggy pants?
Yes. Well, no. Like, if you buy them baggy, then that's how they naturally are baggy in the leg. Your problem is they were probably too big in the waist. They were too big in the hip. They were too big everywhere.
Everywhere, right? Because they were too big a pants.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are not in style, I don't believe.
No. Your baggy pant is a just too big pant.
It's just a too big pant, yeah.
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 It's funny that you went to work like that, though. That's a good one.
I know, right? And I thought, oh, like, woohoo. And you know how, like, those pants, they probably worked for about the first 30 seconds of being on?
Yeah.
And then?
And then your poor coworkers had to deal with you for the rest of the day.
An all-day battle. All-day battle, right? I didn't want to bend over and pick anything up because I'm like, you're going to see my ass. You're going to see things you shouldn't see.
For sureesies.
Right? Because I'm in too big a pants.
Well, I got something for you. You know what I don't want to see? I don't want to see Bennifer. I don't want to see that again.
Oh, I think you're going to.
I don't want to see it again. And I feel like we need to follow Taylor Swift's advice. Never, ever are we getting back together. We
why
need
don't
to just
you, why don't you
sing
want to see
that
it?
Song. We need to sing that song to J-Lo.
What's
never,
your problem?
Never, ever
why don't
getting
you want
back
to see it?
Together.
Why don't you want to see it?
Because Ben is not her equivalent.
She's gone through 125 men in marriages. There's no equivalent.
Nope.
She can't
handle
them.
She needs to be by herself. She needs to figure it out.
No. But the problem, obviously, with her is she is separated for one day and has a boyfriend, an ex-boyfriend visiting. So she don't want to be alone.
She needs to be alone.
She is that girl that can't always has to have a boyfriend.
I'm not a fan of the Bennifer. I think it needs to drop it like it's hot.
I think that she just wants a man.
And I'm with Wendy. I feel like if Jennifer's gonna go back to an ex, it'll be Mark Anthony.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then
creepiest ex ever.
And then she said on the show, she's like, and I believe Ben will go back to Jennifer Garner.
No, Jennifer Garner's way past him now.
I know.
She's over him.
She is over him.
Yeah. She's like, that was just a mistake.
But right? It got great kids.
They did. Absolutely. Yes. But I think we're going to see a Bennifer.
No.
You know, you better wrap your brain
idea,
around
man.
It.
No, it's a bad idea.
She's a bad idea. I've lost. No,
no,
no, you
know what? I like J-Lo's no. fine.
No,
J-Lo's fine.
I think that women need to be strong enough that if they don't want to have a man, they don't need to have a man.
No.
And she's not that woman. No,
I think she's fine.
Look at her track record. One day after she announces her split and she has a man, she's not fine.
She doesn't have him. He went and he was just saying hi.
Oh, really? Because why?
Yes.
She had a car pick him up like a pimp.
No, she had like a pimp.
Like a pimp.
Shut up. She is just hanging out with friends.
She's not hanging out with friends.
That's where we're going.
Where's the girls? Where's Lisa Remini? I didn't see her in the pimp mobile.
No. She was hanging out with her girls over the weekend.
Uh-huh. And then
there was pictures on her IG.
And that didn't make her happy. So where's Bennifer?
Oh, stop it.
No. She's got issues.
Don't we all?
I don't know. Do we?
Yeah.
Do we?
I think all women have issues when it comes to breakups.
I don't know.
She's just a woman who's going through a breakup.
And maybe her
Let her go through a breakup like a normal person.
Samantha, you just said she can't have her old boyfriend.
She can't. It's a bad idea.
Maybe that's who she wants.
Don't go back. Move forward. Ah. And that means don't go back to A-Rod either. Because I think he cheated on her.
I think she cheats too.
I don't think she does.
I don't think she's that perfect.
I think her skin is, but
I think that's where it ends.
Her skin is perfect. Her skin is good.
That's where it ends, Samantha.
Okay, well, you know, Facebook Tuesday is never going to end.
It's never going to end.
God bless it.
Yes. Right?
I was still answering stuff today.
I know, right? I went back and tried to answer. Right? And one person, she's like, sorry, I missed this.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's okay. It's okay.
It's the beauty. It's never going away.
No, it's never going away. So Facebook Tuesday, guys, again, you know, I loved your answers. I even had to write down a couple. Okay. It was eliminate a song.
It was eliminate a song. This one was all on Sam.
Yes. And then it got personal. Okay. So Christine Suick. Zuak, I'm probably saying your last name.
Sowiak.
Oh my God. I was drinking my coffee and I almost spit it out. She commented, I think it was Van Halen. Was it Van Halen? Or is it Bon Jovi? I don't know. Ball hugging acid wash jeans, AKA men's camel toes.
It's creepy.
I think she was canceling Van Halen.
I think so, right?
Or was it Bon Jovi? I don't know. It was one of the two hair bands. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. I didn't like a ball hugging.
So true.
And then she called it men's camel toes.
Which is kind of true, right?
It's totally true.
But it just must be more uncomfortable than a woman's, because at least a woman's is kind of natural.
Well, but then it's so obvious because it's like, oh my God, it's like, To the side,
right? Yeah, right?
I hate it when it's just nasty when it's obvious.
It's so nasty.
Oh my God.
So nasty.
Just thinking about it, I'm like laughing so hard.
I know, hey? But nobody, and I mean nobody, liked Nelly.
No.
Okay, it's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. I am in so deep. I want to take my clothes off. Right?
No.
Like with a little bit of Nobody likes it. Nobody. Right off the bat, Nelly. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, Nelly. And then Ricky was the second.
I was a little surprised by that.
No living La Vida Loca.
Nobody wants to live in La Vida Loca, right?
Oh my God. Nobody. And then again, it got personal because Luke was like adamant that no one kick Sweet Caroline to the curb.
He was like
answering all these people like, how dare you? And it's like,
I know, right? Okay. You can't touch Sweet Caroline.
It's his favorite person.
There you go.
Nothing Neil Diamond. And then Kim Schuler joined in with Lisa. Well, because I didn't want to kick one to the
car. Yeah, you're like, I'm not picking. I'm like, you can't be like the strictest rule enforcer and then all of a sudden I'm not picking.
Yes, but I made the rules so I can remake the rules.
No, that's not how it is. Because then if everybody starts remaking the rules, your head is going to spin.
Oh my God. Do you hear yourself right now?
I hear myself.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
You're making me stick to rules.
Yes.
You're like the consummate rule breaker.
Well, I know, but I'm a rebel that way.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That is in your DNA.
I am a rebel.
No, you're not.
I am rebellious.
You're a liar. Okay, liar.
I'm not a liar. I only tell good lies. I don't tell hurtful lies.
Okay, white lie.
White lie. Thank you.
Breaks the rules.
Yeah.
Doesn't care if she even knows the rules.
I don't care about the rules.
Breaks them anyways.
Breaks them anyways. Because I'm rebellious that way.
Oh, whatever.
That's how I roll.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, yeah. It was a good one.
It was a lot of fun.
I picked this one, too.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I feel like I'm on a roll.
I feel like you are doing really well, Samantha.
I think you should do Wednesdays and I should do Tuesdays.
No, I don't know. Well, man. Yeah, but you're not going to do it. You're not going to do all the work with Tuesday.
No, I won't.
Right? No, right? So then you really aren't doing it. You really aren't helping out that way. Just saying.
Okay. Well, right. Whatever.
But lots of fun. Good times.
Good times, guys. Loved your answers. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. All right. This is where we're going to ask you to bring your people to the podcast. Please, when you listen to us, download the episode. That lets us know how many people are actually listening to us. Subscribe to us on Podbean because that's where we live, or subscribe to us on whatever podcast app that you listen to, and it will automatically download our episode every Friday when it hits the airwaves at 9 o'clock. Saskatchewan time.
Saskatchewan time.
Whatever that is somewhere else, I have no idea because Saskatchewan is the center of the universe.
For us.
If you would like to contribute to the podcast, we have a Patreon account or a Podbean Patreon, and that just means for as little as $2 a month, you can help us by supporting us, and we use the money to buy equipment and go on little adventures where we film and talk about it and do fun stuff. So
lots of fun.
Yeah, and we do have Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com, where you could potentially carry a bag with our faces on it.
People should get their water bottle.
Well, a coffee cup would be nice.
That would be nice, too.
Maybe a hat.
A hat.
Slap us on a t-shirt.
Right. We're already on a shower curtain.
We're already on a shower curtain. Creepy.
All right. Creepy.
Creepy. You guys know that we have social media, so we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're always talking, we're always doing something, so reach out to us and join the conversation. And again, you can find us at pod.link/ismh or ismh or ismhead.podbean.com to listen to us, but again, any podcast app, guys. And we love being part of the Podfix Network. There are some great podcasts, so go and check it out.
Awesome. Guess what happened to me this weekend?
What, Lisa?
Finally had a hot dog barbecue.
Oh my God, you used the barbecue.
It was so good. You know what? Barbecue hot dogs are just, because I'm sure he just got tired of me always just bringing it up. Right. And I think I just wore him down because you know how that I can do that.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know what? Nothing beats a barbecued hot dog.
No.
Right? Like that really is the best way. But I have a newfound love, ready for this? For relish.
Where have you been? It's 2021.
I don't normally relish things. I don't normally do that, right?
Relish is delish.
No, I know. But I don't normally, it's not normally my go-to.
It's pickles.
I know, but it's still not really my go-to. But this summer, I think, is the year of relish.
It's the summer of relish?
I think it's the summer of relish. So it's good. The barbecue is good. All right. There's no canoodling.
There's no canoodling.
It's good. It's all good right out there on the porch right now.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Did he put the cover back on the barbecue?
No, we're never doing that.
Oh, never.
No, we're not building them a home. Right? We're not building them a home like a sex store. Right? It's like we're not a brothel.
God, right, seriously?
So they can just like tell all their friends to come under the black cape. No,
okay,
no, we will not be doing that.
Oh
no, nope, 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 nope.
Okay, but do you, Lisa? I have a question.
Yeah.
Since you love barbecue so much.
I do.
Do you know what barbecue stands
for? Do you know what barbecue stands
for? I do, actually.
Because you Googled it, I bet.
Barbecue.
No, that's not. It doesn't. It stands for something else.
It's from the Caribbean, actually.
It's from English.
It's not English.
It's English. You know what it stands for? Better be what? Quick.
Better be quick?
Better be quick.
Barbecue. Barbecue is better be quick.
Better be quick. That's you can Google that, Samantha. It better be quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you, what?
I just know.
Barbecue isn't quick though. Barbecue is like slow.
But the whole goal is that it better be quick.
Not going to be quick. I don't know what barbecue you've eaten.
I'm just telling you, that's what it stands for. Better be quick.
I think you might be wrong. I feel like Andrea at this point needs to Google this.
And I challenge.
Because what I Google is that barbecue, the word barbecue came from a Caribbean word for a smoking, a traditional way that they smoke their meat.
No. It's better be quick.
I feel like you're wrong.
I feel like you're wrong.
I feel you're wrong.
And I don't know if the Caribbean area is making their hot dogs over there. No, like we are here.
And then they brought it over, Lisa. Mm. Like it's like back in the centuries ago.
Feel we were putting meat on a stick for a long time.
No.
I think we might have been. I think.
Nope.
I'm not letting you win this one. I'm not letting you win it.
Somebody Google it.
I'm not letting you win it. Better be quick. Better be quick. Barbecue. Better be quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like you're wrong.
I feel like you're wrong.
Okay. But did you talk to your BFF, Kelly?
I did not talk to her, but I know that she had a lovely weekend celebrating her anniversary.
Yes, but they were so far apart again.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, that's bad.
Why is that so bad? That's just how life is now.
It was their 25th year anniversary.
That's fine. They'll have a 26th. They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
We're talking about Kelly and Mark Consuelos.
Yes.
They were celebrating their 25th year anniversary, silver anniversary.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what he got her?
Well, it's something about like a photo book or something.
It was a photo album of the 25 spots that they've been to that mean something to them. Heart.
I don't know. Heart emoji. I guess I'm not that girl.
Yes, and she loved it.
Of course
it was
she
beautiful.
Did. Yeah. And what'd she get him?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
No, you didn't ask her?
No, but apparently that's not something Mike should be getting you for yours.
Oh my God, we're not that couple. Right? I'm never going to lie in the closet and talk to him either. Right? Right? Be just thankful if I talk to him. Yeah. We're just not that couple, right?
You should be thankful he might even call you.
Oh, that he's never going to. That's never going to happen, right? I'd be thankful if he doesn't block my text, right? Or something like that. That'd be more like... Right?
Like, oh my God, she's texting me again.
Yeah, like a text conversation, I'd be like surprised if he answered back. I'd be like, a happy anniversary if he put back saying like, you too. I'd be like, success. Success. Right? That's so not our gig.
You wouldn't get like a silver anniversary gift? Like you're not going to go find something for him?
No. For what?
Hi, you put up with me for 25 years. The guy should really get a medal.
It's just a day, right? We put the work in. Right? We're putting in the work, Samantha.
You're putting in the work.
We're putting in the work, right? With the hopes that every day gets a little bit better. I don't know if it does, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Why? What about you? Why, you and John, you're going to be all that couple?
We don't have an anniversary. Well, we have an anniversary, but it's not like a marriage anniversary.
No, right? So you guys have a while to go before you get to there.
so.
Right? They got to open up the borders first.
That would be helpful. Like it wouldn't be a criminal offense to cross the border.
Right? Exactly, right? Right now you're breaking the law to go see your boyfriend.
People crossing provincial lines is breaking
they say
the law.
In some places it is. Okay.
Well, yes.
Okay. I have, this is something, and I bet you we never even thought about it like this, but I need you to think about this like I would think about this, okay? Uh-huh. What's with hard tacos? Because really, one bite and it's just a salad.
True, and it's like crumbling in your hand.
Yeah, like what's with a hard taco?
All of a sudden you have like stuff all over you. Yes.
In your hand.
Huh.
Yeah.
So why do we like hard tacos then?
I don't know. Like, doesn't that just kind of blow your mind?
It does.
Yeah. Like one bite and it's a salad.
So you should just make a salad with some taco chips on the side.
Yeah, right?
Essentially.
Like, I don't necessarily love a soft taco either, though.
No, neither do I.
Right? Like, I don't, like, to me, there's always a doughy taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think I would probably rather have it as a taco salad than a taco now.
Yeah, but I do love a burrito.
And is there much difference? Just
no,
since...
burritos are chock full of fun.
Well, they're just bigger.
No, yeah, they are, but they're so good. They're
I like a quesadilla. Cream.
Well, that's because you like flat things.
Yeah.
There's refried beans, there's rice, there's meat, there's cheese, there's lettuce,
but I've
there's
seen
tomatoes,
that, right?
There's
it's
sour
too
cream,
much.
There's salsa. Like... Oh my God, it's so good. I like a burrito.
It's too big.
It's no,
too much
it's good.
Food. It's like
I had a burrito the other day. I made my mom go.
Did you? You're sending Sheila out to do your dirty well, work?
Because it all started, I got let out of the house on Friday, right? Because
uh-huh.
I had to go to my appointment. I had to go to my physio. And they were driving home. And I was like, I could really go for a burrito, Mom. She looks at me. Well, we're going to have dinner at home. I'm like, but I could really go for a burrito. She's like, oh, for heaven's sake.
That's too funny, right? Like you were back like you were like seven.
Yeah, because right? I'm not driving the car.
That's right.
Right. And then I'm like, no, it's fine. I said, but I have been craving a burrito for a week. So we go home and on Saturday, my dad was like, let's get takeout. So they got K-Fry and I got a burrito.
There you go.
There's my fun story, folks. I
and
finally
all,
got my burrito.
All was good with the world. All was good with the world.
Because hey, I need a burrito.
Do you ever wonder why there's no salt and pepper on tables?
Yes, because there's germs on them, Lisa. It's called COVID-19.
Yeah, I know. But yet they still put other stuff on tables.
No, they have very little on tables. Have you, you only go to Hudson's. What do you see on that table, Lisa?
I see a hand sanitizer and
right.
Lots of wine.
Yeah.
Right? Lots of wine.
So your hand is on that glass.
Yeah.
Here's hoping the glass is clean.
Oh, I don't even worry about that. I assume it is, right?
But the alcohol washes all the germs away.
That's the thought process, right? That's what one thinks.
Yes, because there's germs on salt and pepper shakers. Everybody touches them.
But everybody touches everything. There's germs.
Of course there is.
You can't get around germs.
No, apparently.
I think germs are different than the COVID.
Okay.
I'm just saying, right? I think that they're two different things.
You're the scientist.
Yeah, I know. I know. Thank you.
Okay, but speaking of things, Disneyland is open.
Okay, and is that weird?
Being open for a year after they've been closed for a year. I don't know.
I don't know if it is weird because if you live in America, right, it's different than living in Canada right now because in Canada, we're still dealing with COVID. But apparently everything I see and hear in America, they're not anymore. It's over and done.
I believe that they
New
have
York's
lessened.
Opening up soon.
Yes. They have lessened all the things. Well, because people are getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
And some of them have got, like, there's lots of people that, have already been double vaccinated.
Wow, hey.
So they're good to go.
They're good to go. They're good to
go. So things are lessening, and I guess now it's okay to go to Disneyland.
Huh.
Personally, I would still wear a mask and stay 6 feet away from people.
Yeah, I think you're going to be the girl who wears a mask for the rest of your life.
No, I'm not going
to. I think you will be. I can
no,
see you
I
in
won't.
That. Just
no,
making
I'm
it,
not.
Yeah. I think
no.
you. I think. I don't think you'll ever not be comfortable enough to not have a mask.
I don't think I'm going to stand near people for a while.
Yeah, but I think you'll still have your mask.
No, I won't.
I think the jury's going to be out on that. Guess what? On Friday night, I got to go out with HHG.
Oh, that's fun!
And we celebrated with the farm. Now she's gone from the millennial to the pharmacist.
Okay, good.
Right? Because she's becoming a pharmacist and she got her new job and how excited.
Mm-hmm.
And she made us eat outside.
Okay.
Because I guess that's what that age group does.
Okay. Because like they like that fresh air?
I guess they like the fresh air.
Okay.
So we did. And then and then the husband joined us.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. And I got to meet Checkers.
Oh, yeah, Checkers.
Yeah, Checkers was a little standoffish, though. No. I didn't think that Checkers was... I didn't feel that Checkers loved me.
Oh.
Like the rest of the Pasho clan does.
Yes.
But...
yes.
Maybe it takes time, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Takes a little bit of time for...
Or maybe he just knows sketchy people when he meets them.
Maybe. Right? He might have been like, she's a bad egg. Doesn't feel right, Mom and Dad. Doesn't feel right.
She's a white liar.
Right? She tells white lies. I can tell.
She's a rule breaker.
Right? She's too rebellious for us. I don't know how she flew under the radar.
Oh my God.
Right? I know, right? But it was a good time. We went out and, you know, had a little fun with the AJG.
Had a few beverages, did you?
Had a few, right? She's still doing her job, her second job.
Oh, how is that going?
She loves it. Like, she is like, remember how before I used to always think like, because I think to her, it's like, I think she gets the same type of thrill she gets when she's like one of those yard sale things or something.
Oh, that's weird.
Right? Like there's something, right? Because she loves it so much because she loves shopping.
True.
And she was so convinced the other day that she was doing a horrible job. And she's like, I'm getting bad reviews. And I'm like, are you really getting bad reviews? She's like, no, but in my mind, I'm getting bad reviews today. And I already can't sleep. And I'm like, back it up. I'm like, first off, nobody's going to give you a bad review. Nobody cares. Right? Nobody's going to put the time in.
Unless you get everything wrong in their order.
Yeah. But she has a point. Sometimes when they want something, right, and she messages and says they don't have it, well, if they don't get back to her, kind of at some point, when do you decide, screw you, I got to keep shopping?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, you got to be available, people. You got to be available.
It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, right? And she's doing it really, really good. So we don't need her, like, starting to question if she's doing a good job at it. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying. So the other night I watched the Very Scary People marathon, Samantha.
Isn't that with Donnie Wahlberg?
Like, he's the host.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And watched a little John Wayne Gacy and the BTK killer.
Yeah. Serious?
They were both very scary people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You watch that before you go to bed, but you can't watch something that has snakes in it.
I don't like snakes like that. I don't like snakes like that.
But watching serial killers before you go to bed,
I'm not
does
watching
not...
them kill. I'm learning about how their creepy mind works.
Okay.
Right? It's not a reenactment show.
I'm just right? saying.
It's about how their creepy mind works.
Okay. That's so what you I'm can saying. Are you taking notes? Is that what you're doing?
No, but it amazes me, right?
Because perhaps this is something that Checkers was sniffing out.
Maybe Checkers was catching on, right? Right? I don't know. I just find them so interesting. And I think there's an awful lot of people who like serial killers.
Oh, I think there is a big,
yeah.
big
I think,
audience
I think
for
I
that.
Got a lot of, I think I got a lot of people in my corner.
Yes.
I'm just saying. You know what else is really funny? Because now with the nice weather, you know what's happening?
Huh?
You know, we get the little birds.
Oh, the little tweeters.
And the little birds are okay, right? Uh-huh. But, you ready for this? Fake Cat Maggie likes those little birds.
Oh.
Fake Cat Maggie wants out.
She wants out.
She wants out. She wants to go after those little birds.
Your fake cat that is actually stuffed.
Wants to go after the little birds.
That is just like cloth yeah. with like stuffing in it.
Yeah, but looks like an orange cat.
But it wants to go out. It
wants to play with the birds.
Okay.
Because she's cooped up.
Let me guess. Your cat's talking to you now?
No. Well, we always talk to Maggie, right? Because she's like one of our own. We're still trying to find somebody to take Maggie when we die. Right?
She's a stuffed cat.
I know, but she has to go to a good home because she's going to live longer than what we are.
I would give her to Laura's little girl.
Oh, I never thought about that. Adeline might like Maggie.
Adeline would take good care of
her. Adeline's going to live a nice long life, so that might be a good choice, right?
I think once that's a really great choice.
I never thought about that.
Thank you, Samantha. You're brilliant. Yes, I know. Thank you.
Oh, I'm never going that far, Samantha. Ever. Did I say ever?
Oh, checkers.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checkers was right.
No, checkers. All right. I'm not going to diss checkers. I think Checkers and I just need a little one-on-one time. That's all. Right? Checkers and I just need, we need to check.
Let's test this theory.
Okay.
And when I can get to an outdoor venue or to a venue.
A venue.
Let's bring Checkers and let's see who Checkers bonds to.
I think Checkers will bond to me.
First. I think he's going to bond to me.
I don't think he will.
I have a way with pets.
I do too. Thank you very much. Right? Pets like me.
Uh-huh. I think doth protest too much.
I don't know. We'll have to. Okay, fine. 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 We'll throw it out there. We throw down the gauntlet.
All right. But speaking of being a child, what's one thing you were made to do as a kid that you hated, Lisa? I'm sure there's a laundry list of things.
I hated going to Girl Guides and Brownies.
Oh, you hated it. Yeah.
Hated it. What about you?
What did I hate? That I was made to do? I hated doing dishes.
You still hate dishes.
I still hate dishes to this day.
It's like you have PTSD from dishes.
I do.
Right?
I do have PTSD.
I don't mind dishes, but boy, I hated Brownies and Guides.
I actually went to Brownies and Guides. I didn't go to Guides all the way through, but.
I know, and you probably loved it and flourished, and you were probably a keener.
No, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I doubt it.
Proudly wore the colors. I was none of those things.
You know, because you're a rule breaker. I would never have made you go to Girl Guides or Brownies.
Right? But in a small town, all of us went. So there was a group of us. And you know what happened, right? We'd take our 25 cents and we'd go to the convenience store on the way. Sorry. We didn't bring our money. We spent our money. Right? Because we bought a chocolate bar.
Oh my God. Right?
And I don't want to sing Alice the Camel Has 9 Humps. I don't care how many humps Alice the Camel has. Right? I don't care. It's not that cool.
Oh right? My God.
We're not looking that good all here in our little matching outfits.
Oh my God.
Right? I don't care about the badge.
Yes.
You know. Now, don't get me wrong. Looking back, I kind of wish I may have cared a little bit about the sewing badge.
Yes.
I can see where that one would have been handy.
Yeah, that would have been handy.
Yeah, I can see where that one would have been handy. Yeah, just saying.
But not the macrame, because who gives a shit?
Nobody cares. Just nobody all the cares. Trendy people now do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know.
Yes, macrame is trendy now, isn't
super
it?
Trendy. Right? It's super on trend. That with the croc.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Well, now is the best portion for Lisa of this show. And it's guess who's got questions? Lisa's got questions. It's Lisa's Question Corner.
Samantha, I got questions.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Okay, you ready for this one? Number one.
Okay.
I think we've already touched on this one, but I want to touch on it again.
Okay.
Did we touch before on the deal with why a cashew is so much better than peanuts?
I feel like your love of cashews comes up every few months, Lisa.
Yeah, right? Because I tried cashews and I tried peanuts and they just don't compare.
Okay.
There's something about like a cashew that just is like not a peanut.
Well, because it's not a peanut, it's a cashew.
I know, right? And it's so, so good.
And they say better for you.
Yeah, but probably not once they're salted.
Nothing's better salted, Lisa.
Nothing's better salted. Everything's better salted, but it's not good for you.
So you want to know why a cashew is better than a peanut?
Yeah.
It's a little bit softer than a peanut if you're going to be.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's kind of like creamy or something.
It is creamy.
Yeah, it's just so good. So good. Okay, my next one. Right? What's with the harmonica?
I don't know.
What's with the harmonica? And why did somebody decide that that needed to become a musical instrument?
Because people have been playing with their hands for years.
Well, they play with their hands. Yes, they do. Yes, they certainly do. Right? Between that and the triangle.
Oh, God. Why was the triangle?
again, right?
Brought to fruition.
I think it was brought to fruition for people like me who aren't musically inclined but needed to do something.
Ting.
Yeah, right? And the harmonica.
And a harmonica. Well, I mean, you blow into it, you blow out of it, it makes a sound.
Like they're like it's talent.
Yeah, it's talented.
But what's with it?
It's folky.
It's folky.
It's country.
Yeah.
Bluegrassy.
I don't really get it.
I don't know. But that made me think of the cowbell.
Same type of thing, right?
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
Yeah, exactly, right? Same type of thing.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, here's one. You might even know the answer to this one. Is it lay down or lie down?
Depends on how you use it in a sentence, Lisa.
Okay, use it for me. Please and thank you.
Lisa, lay down!
Okay.
We're going to lie this person down.
No, I don't want this person. I just want lay down or
We're
lie down.
We're going to lay them down. We're going to lie them down. Lie down. Go lie down, Lisa. Go lay down, Pixie.
It seems like the same thing.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyone?
Oh, my
anyone?
God. Andrea, help us.
Help us out. Okay. And that's all I had. That's all I had. Okay. I got really stuck on the lay down or the lie down.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it really depends on how you put it in a sentence, Lisa.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because there's no wrong. I mean, it's grammatically correct. Lay down, lie down. You can use both, but it's in the context of the question.
Exactly. Right?
Oh, my God. No, you don't know anything.
I don't know.
And off we go.
And off we go. Curious.
Let's go to food, Lisa.
Okay, that's my favorite.
Does French toast get the credit it deserves?
Mm-mm, it doesn't because it's just bread.
Let's ask the chef.
Right? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Right? So let me put my chef hat on. French toast does not get the credit it deserves because people think it's really easy to make.
It isn't.
It's not. It's really hard.
It is hard.
The one that's easy to make, I think, is the waffle because it just goes in the maker.
It depends on the batter.
Right? There's no French toast maker.
Pancakes are easy too, though.
Well, it's add water. Right? That's pretty easy.
If your cooking tastes like necessity, you just add water.
You just add water. And then your pancakes taste like necessity. And why? Because it's breakfast and you got to eat, don't you?
And there's enough maple syrup to cover that taste up.
Absolutely, right? You could put maple syrup on a piece of paper. That's good. I'll eat it. But I think that the French toast, I think people poo-poo it.
I think they do. But it's really classier than a pancake.
Oh, I think so, right? Because especially with the icing sugar.
Oh, yeah.
When you sprinkle that.
And if you make it with brioche.
Yeah, like you make it with fancy bread, like with fancy bread.
The fancy bread.
Yeah, right? You make it fancy and classy. I think you can make French toast classier than you can the other two.
I think so. Well, I mean, yeah, no, that's true.
A waffle's still just a waffle.
Well, because you're going to a waffle house or you're going to a pancake house.
Yeah, French toast. Where are you going?
You're going to the chalet.
You're going someplace. You're going to a nicer restaurant.
You're going to a bistro.
Yeah, that exactly.
Where are you going for French toast? I'm going to the bistro.
I'm going to the bistro. And if they don't have French toast, I might have an Eggs Benedict.
Oh, that's right. That's where you would find the Eggs Benny would be at the bistro.
Right, not at the Waffle House.
No, where do you find it at the Waffle House? Waffles.
That's where we find our cousins, the Waffle House. Right?
Who's at the Pancake House? Your cousins.
Your cousins. They're at the Pancake House, right? We go to the bistro because we're having French toast in this family, right? Or Eggs Benedict.
Fancy.
Just say it, right? Because the French toast is classy.
It is classy.
And it doesn't get the, it doesn't, maybe it's not as classy when you make it with your sandwich bread, but.
Okay, but if you're thinking French toast, you're thinking a little mimosa.
Yes, you are.
When you're thinking waffle or pancakes, you're thinking a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Taking just some coffee, right? That's all I'm thinking. I'm not thinking anything fancy.
No.
I'm not taking my mom out for nice Sunday Mother's Day brunch to the Pancake House. I'm taking her out for some nice French toast.
The bistro.
French toast that's the classy food, Samantha. Right? Doesn't even need a twist. It is the twist.
It is the twist.
It's the twist of the other two. The twist is the French toast.
You know what you could do the French toast? Hmm. You could stuff it with like a preserve or a chocolate or like something creamy in the middle.
Don't make it into a dessert. Don't make it. You know how I feel about that. Don't make it into a dessert. Right? You make it into a dessert, we're almost going to take it to the Waffle House. That's not where it belongs. Okay? I'm just saying.
I'm just throwing it out there.
No. No. Right? You were doing good till then.
Okay. I'm just saying.
All right? All right. But yes, I'm just saying, right? How good, right?
Good.
Give it the respect it needs, people.
Or it would be at a cafe.
It would be at a cafe.
It would be at the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe.
Of course it would be at the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe.
Because they're classy like that.
Because we're classy like that. And we might do like with a little sprinkle in of berries. Because we're classy. Maybe just a little powdered sugar. Classy.
Oh, wee wee. Ha ha.
Right? That's what we're doing, right? We're just doing it differently. On the fancy bread. On the brioche bread.
Brioche.
Yeah. That's how we're doing it.
All right.
All right. Oh, you do it with like a raisin toast bread? That would be good.
No, you lost me.
Oh, really? Okay, but put some chocolate on it and I got you back. Just like that.
Yep, just like that.
All right. All right. We can't agree on everything.
No, we cannot.
No, we can't. We can't. Okay, I got a phrase for you. And I want to know if you know what this means. What does the phrase knee-high to a grasshopper mean?
It means small.
It's got to be like beyond small because you've seen a grasshopper.
Tiny.
But what is it used in context?
It's an old folky saying, Lisa, knee high to a grasshopper. Oh, they were knee high to a grasshopper.
That makes no sense, that saying.
Just means they're small, tiny people.
Like, are they little people?
Like kids.
Oh, okay.
Like kids. Children.
But like a grasshopper is like, it's like not like a, like, I don't think it's measurable that way.
Yes. It's just a phrasing. It's a folksy phrasing.
I don't
understand it. Why are you picking it apart? It's knee high to a grasshopper.
Because I don't understand it. I want to understand it and I don't understand it.
What's not to understand?
The phrase. The phrase.
The thought behind the phrase is that this is how you describe little kids. Or
little kids are described as grasshoppers.
Or small things.
I don't know. I'm going to ask for clarification, please.
Okay. Andrea, please clarify.
Right? I'd like some clarification, Andrea.
She's going to be busy.
She's going to be busy, right? We're making her work for her Patreon help this week.
Okay. But I have something better.
Okay. What?
Than your silly phrase.
Tell me.
Billie Eilish.
Uh-huh.
Splashing all over the world. She was like the top, like, most liked Instagram pic again for like the sixth time or something like that. Because she's on the cover of British Vogue in a really interesting getup.
I didn't see it.
She was in a corset and a trench coat and some boots and some gloves. And she's got blonde platinum hair. She's like changed her whole look from the way she was before.
Uh-huh.
And people are making this big deal out of it. And I think it is. She looks beautiful.
Right.
And I just feel, and her new song is called Your Power, I think. And it's all about gaining your power and knowing what to do with your power. Okay. So I feel like this is just her kind of moving to the next phase of her career or her life. She is a 19-year-old woman. Right? So she's kind of coming into her own.
Oh.
And this is the next phase of her life. So she's kind of cocooned herself out of what she used to be, which is she used to wear big baggy shirts and baggy shorts and pants and had like black hair with green tinge and stuff like that. Right?
So she's like metamorphosed.
Yeah, kind of. Oh,
okay.
I think it's lovely. It her music is good. She's releasing a new album.
Cool.
And big splash. Big splash.
Cool. Yay, yeah. Her.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay, well, then I think that's all that matters.
Billy, you go, girl.
You go.
Good news, bad news.
Weird news.
Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce after 27 years.
Okay, so first off, you know my theory, right? After that long, oh, God, why would you bother? Right? Just stay together, for God's sakes.
Really?
Yeah, there's too much paperwork involved.
Maybe she wants to go do something else.
What more do you need to do when you're Bill Gates' wife?
And there was no prenup, apparently. apparently.
I don't think she needs anything. I think she's just fine.
I think she is going to be
I
fine.
I think that it's surprising, but I think that he probably is a bit of an awkward man to be with.
I think that he works a lot. I think that he does a lot of, like...
But so does she.
Projects and things of that nature.
Yeah, so does she. But they've just decided, I guess, that enough is enough.
They can no longer grow together.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that that was the phrase that you use. Right?
That is what they do, Lisa.
I've taken note.
They should take a note from Billy and burst and become a new...
I don't think they want
something.
To.
They should metamorphose.
He's like the richest man in the world. He needs to do nothing.
He needs to do nothing.
He needs to do nothing.
Know, however, Wendy did say that she needs to go and get a refresh.
Yeah,
and
she
like,
does.
Just get like pampered and get a refresh. And she goes, get her glow on.
Get her glow on, right?
And I'm like, Wendy, you got a point.
There you go, Wendy.
Because she said, did she ever really have a glow with Bill Gates?
Probably not really. But she has a shitload of money in her pocket.
Yeah, let's go get a glow, dear.
Yeah.
Get a glow.
I think she's got a shitload of cash.
Yeah, good for her.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, and she worked for it.
Of course she did. She worked
and
hard.
And she runs the foundation, so I feel like that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll be fine.
Okay, but I think the bigger deal... It's possible that this is what broke their marriage.
Okay, tell me.
Is they couldn't agree on chip flavors.
Well, you know, that is a deal breaker.
It is a deal
breaker. It's a deal breaker. What are your favorite chip flavors?
Oh, All Dressed.
That's your number one favorite?
Yeah, and I like dill pickle.
Uh-huh.
And if it's a chip, probably ketchup.
But you always want to get a sour cream.
No, that's like a tortilla chip. That's like the nacho, Cool Ranch nacho chips that I like, and they get a sour cream and I dip them.
You are a pain in the ass with chips. That's what you are.
What?
Because, right, you're too picky with chips.
I'm not picky.
Right? And a sun chip and a nacho chip and a chip mix and a blah, blah, blah mix.
Nope.
Just eat chips. I would just eat plain chips, just plain. Plain are fine.
Oh my God, you're so boring.
They're fine. I like any chip is fine in small amounts.
How is your resisting chips at work going for
I
you?
Haven't had chips in 2 weeks, Samantha.
How about a chocolate bar, Lisa?
No, I'm doing really good this week. Still doing good. Still doing really good.
So if I were to plop in front of you a goldfish bag that was Frank's Red Hot Goldfish.
Well, tasty? I'd be convinced to try those.
You would try them?
Yeah, because I like that little... Remember, we just found out that I have a palate for hot food?
That's right. You do. I don't.
Right? And it's a cracker?
And it's a cracker.
It probably is something I would really enjoy, actually.
Yes. So you would put that shit on everything.
I'd put that shit on everything. Yeah.
So you would eat a Frank Red Hot Goldfish?
Yeah, I would. I would. Right. I would do that. Because apparently that's a thing.
Yes, I would not do that.
You would not?
No.
But if you could only pick one hair product, which one are you picking?
Oh my God.
You can only use one thing in your mop. You better keep the scrunchie for your messy, yucky bun.
No, that's not a product, Lisa. You're saying like a mist or a gel or a whip or whatever.
Yeah, I guess. Or I guess you could keep something for your messy bun.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to keep hair gel. I'm going to keep my hair gel.
You use hair gel?
Yeah.
Is it weird that I use hair gel and you use hair gel?
No, everybody does, Lisa. Why do you... You know what? You're so everything in a box, eh? You don't... You construct the box. Yeah. And you think only you are inside that little
I know.
Box.
I think it's weird that I have short, short spiky hair.
And you use gel, and I have curly hair, so I would use curly gel hair product to make it curly.
I guess
or if I
mousse.
Was straightening my hair, I would use that gel to product to straighten my hair. Like, there are different kinds of things, not just what you use, hey?
I'm just saying. So you wouldn't get, so you would not give up your gel.
No. I could live without hairspray.
I couldn't live without hairspray.
You can't live with.
Okay, what? What? I can't live
okay,
without.
Okay, so what hair product are you keeping then, smartass?
Hairspray for sure.
That's it?
Well, I can only keep one.
Okay.
Right. I would like to keep all the ones I use, actually.
Okay. So let's keep your helmet head and we're good to go.
My head is not a helmet, Samantha. Really? You're going to talk about me with your big old lady messy bun?
I have so much gray hair right now. It's just sad.
It's just embarrassing. Good thing you're not out in the public right now.
No, and I can't get my hair done for a couple weeks. Because I still got to be able to navigate steps more than one at a time.
Oh, that's right. Because she doesn't travel.
No, there's like many steps in that house.
Yeah, there is many. But could she not do it on the... No, she couldn't even do it upstairs, could she?
No.
Huh. Yeah, you're going to just be all gray. Just go gray. You pretty much already have. Right? Uh-huh. What's a couple more weeks?
What's a couple more weeks?
What's a couple more weeks, right? Just give it a go.
All right.
All right. I'm just
okay,
saying.
But you, speaking of giving things a go, It's time for my favorite part of the show. Ooh. Lisa, it's things you want to know. All right, Lisa. 5 things made in Canada.
All right, Samantha.
Peanut butter.
Oh.
Was invented by a Canadian pharmacist in 1884.
Really?
Marcellus Gilmore Edson.
Who knew that? I did not know that.
Peanut butter in Canada. You're welcome.
You're welcome, world. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, holy. Where would the world be without the peanut butter?
By a pharmacist.
Wow.
That's weird. Bizarre.
That is bizarre.
The egg carton was invented by Joseph Coyle in 1911.
You can't have eggs without the carton.
I know. 1911.
Again, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, the world. You're welcome. Right? You're welcome.
The baggage tag was invented by John Michael Lyons in 1882.
Samantha, that's another you're welcome.
You're welcome.
How do you have your luggage with no tag?
Exactly.
Nobody would know who it is. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Garbage bags were invented by Harry...
Shut the front door.
...Weslick and Larry Hansen.
And we have the garbage bags.
And we have a garbage bag.
We have the garbage bags and the peanut butter.
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So welcome.
Okay. 5-pin bowling. Invented by Thomas F. Ryan in 1909.
Okay. I don't necessarily think you're welcome for that, but that's cool.
That's cool.
It's cool.
Hi, you wouldn't be bowling without us people.
Well, that's true, right? You wouldn't be wearing ugly shoes.
And an extra, because I said 5, but now there's 6.
Okay.
The Bloody Caesar was invented in Calgary in 1969.
And the Caesar's so much better than the Bloody Mary.
Oh, God, yes.
Right?
Hell to the yeah.
There's not enough vodka to make tomato juice taste good.
No.
Right? There just isn't. Sorry, sorry, friend. So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Wow, Samantha. Look at you go.
Some good ones there, Lisa.
Searching through the archives.
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Go. Oh, Canada.
Yeah, right? Wow. You definitely are welcome. Right?
Lisa, do you have an I shake my head for today?
I do. It's just kind of a blanket one.
Oh, dear.
Why are people jerks?
Seriously?
I shake my head at people that are jerks. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Like whether they're jerks in their cars or jerks walking or just jerks.
I think jerks people with, just...
They jerks have... with attitudes. I just think, why are people being jerks?
Because people can. Because they're having bad days and why wouldn't you lash out at a total stranger?
Oh, I don't get it. I shake my head at jerks, right? Okay. We don't need to be jerks to each other.
We do not. We have enough to deal with.
Yeah, right? It's not necessary. Right? Dear the world, don't be jerks.
Dear the world.
Right?
Don't
that's
do
all
that.
That's all I got to say about that. What about you? You got a nice shake my head?
I'm worried about my eyebrows.
Oh, is it because I brought mention to them? In that picture, I could only see one and it looked good. Why? What's wrong with them?
No, I'm worried about them.
Why?
I think they might be thinning.
Well, they did look a little thin now that you mention it.
Well, the problem is that a woman of a certain age, that's everything goes, man.
I know, but you've been maybe plucking them too thin for a long time.
Oh, maybe, hey?
Right? So maybe that's all that they know is to be that thin.
I don't have the time or the patience to let my eyebrows grow out.
Unlike myself, who's never tweezed.
Yes, well, there is that.
Right. So maybe that is your problem. Uh-huh. You're going to have to always keep them thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'd be worried. All gray right. And thin. That's you. Gray and thin. Gray hair and thin eyebrows. It's not a, there's not a good future ahead of you. Right.
Things can be corrected, Lisa.
Well, I don't know, Samantha. It's a lot of correcting, hey?
Yeah, but you know what? When you got some cash.
Oh, and you have said cash, do you? Right? Well, did you win the lottery?
A girl can get her hair colored.
Well, that's true, right? That's true. I don't think you should just, don't let yourself go.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're
That's
welcome.
Such good advice.
I know, right? I think so too, Samantha. Okay.
All right.
Okay, we better stop this or else we're going to be fighting.
Kindness is not a virtue, apparently.
I'm very kind, thank
you.
No,
you're not.
Yes, I am.
All right. You know, I haven't been able to walk for 2 months, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. Off my case. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hurt my finger.
Yeah, I get that, right? Middle finger up. All right. You're okay.
All right, Samantha. I think that's all for today, Lisa.
Samantha, don't be like that.
Oh, yeah, I think we should. Okay. We're done now.
We are right. Over this.
We'd like to thank John for helping us out as he edits our podcast and throws it back at us once he's done playing with it.
Yes.
We'd like to remind you guys to check out our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, we like to talk to you guys, so
hang out with us.
Yeah, hang out with us.
Come and chat. Come and hang.
All right,
Samantha. We're not leaving on bad terms, are we? Are we fighting right now?
No, we're not fighting.
Okay. I always just like to double check. Sometimes I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it's not fine if we aren't. Like, that's fine, right? That's the nature of us, right? We
Lisa,
fight.
Lisa, Samantha. I'm done with you.
I'm done with you. I had enough of you. All right, fine. Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great PodFix programs, go to PodFixNetwork.com.
I'm done with you!